program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Reverend Susie the Floozy's Cat House of Horror! No, way too obvious. Bob's Horripilating Horror Ween Holocaust! No, way too much Casey Kasem. Think Lugosi on embalming fluid. Yeah. Welcome to Count Bob's Necromansion of Slack! Yeah, that'll have to do. Oh, Bob, help me. Look at the sorry dregs in the Halloween barrel. Oh, I've tapped into this vein way too many times. The three Halloween shows I've already done have soaked up all the good toxic chunks. Ooh, the only stuff left in here is way too cute for comfort. Ooh, what piece of crap is this?
It moved out into the hallway.
Oh, God.
Rang for the elevator.
Case in point, I'm down to the Bill Cosby. Well, maybe I can goose it up with a misleading intro. Oh, our next selection is real spooky, kids. It's so spooky it made me choke on my own vomit. Oh, no, that's not gonna work. Oh, who am I kidding? Oh, it's not like anyone's even listening to this show anymore. I'm stuck in a bleak non-existence, living in a pool of my own delusions up here in this drafty castle. Reverend Susie the Floozy, hotshot subgenius preacher. Oh, where's the perks that go with it? Where's all my new subgenius friends, huh? Oh, here I am alone again on another sorry suck-ass Halloween night. Halloween, the Floozes, Christmas. Yeah, my time of year for crushing disappointment and heartbreak. Oh, and even the damn kids stay away from my doorstep. The promise of free candy ain't enough to lure the little bastards. Last year, giving out crack didn't even work. Oh, I ought to do something real painful to them for this. Oh, I'll make them pay off. Oh, what hellish wraith is this that doth assault my eyes?
Let's see. Reverend Lucy? Juicy Lucy?
Oh, you're barking up the wrong broad. I spell my name Susie the Floozy.
Oh, well, so you are. Boy, it's hard to read my forms here with this flashing red light.
Oh, sorry, I'm working. Here, I'll switch it off. It's not like it's attracting any flies. Oh, let me turn on the porch light here.
Oh,
God!
Whoa, sorry.
Wow, you sure are a tough-ass-looking demon from the nether regions.
Mm-hmm, hey, likewise. Actually, I'm from the home office. I'm here to do your yearly assessment.
Huh? That's news to me. I've never had the first one.
That's impossible, according to this timetable. You should have been cycled out by spring of 94 at the latest.
What?
Yeah, you may have noticed that the lab designed the host of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse to have a very short shelf life. You're way past your expiration date, baby.
Hey,
just a hint of squid in the afterburn, but you're still solid enough.
Ow, stop it.
This is very irregular.
Oh, hey, wait, I know what's really going on. This is just like that It's a Wonderful Life crapola, only tailor-made for the Floos, right? Yeah, you're the ghost of Halloween past, here to give me the will to live. Oh, I've got the will to
live.
Yeah,
sure. Subject suffers from frequent delusional episodes. While I'm here, haunting you. I hope you don't mind if I take a short survey.
Oh, shoot.
So, how is your grasp on reality lately?
Well, I avoid reality like an ex-husband. Mm. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, good move. Can't fault you for that. Well, how many units of church product have you turned in?
Huh? Church product?
How many shows have you done? We figured you'd be good for, about a dozen.
Well, let's see. This is Bob Slacktime Funhouse number 147. Oh, look here at my Bob book. It's stuffed full of poisonous shows yet to abscess their little minds. Oh, I'm so proud.
Unfreaking believable. This place is a wreck. Mm-hmm. Were you working on yet another show?
Well, that's where I hit a snag. I just can't seem to get it up to tackle another Halloween show. Oh, and I have to do it up big, too, because, you know, Halloween is my favorite time of year.
It's so innately pink, though. Incredibly pink.
Oh, I know, but it seems like this should be the one night a year that I feel like I'm in my element. I mean, what is the sound of one chicken choking?
I think I'm hearing it right now. You ever think of using the alias Ann Coherent?
Hey, wait! That's my material! Oh! No, wait! That red beehive hairdo! The tasseled bustier! That... You're me!
Yeah? Remember the scraping they took from the inside of your mouth during your induction physical?
Oh, yeah. I wish they'd done that step before my procto exam.
Mm-hmm.
Hetty. Oh, so they sent a clone of me because you'd understand me the best. Oh, that was real thoughtful of Stang.
Stang! Since Jesus took over the daily affairs of the church, Stang has been about as involved with subgenius as Stan Lee is with Marvel Comics.
No.
He spends his days drugged, lolling around nude under a sun lamp with a bucket of ice prairie squid next to him. Stang does, too.
No!
Yeah, sorry, baby. But the sad fact is that this is a garbage detail. Nobody else wanted to dirty their hands foreclosing on your little heritage village here. Not even Jerry Falwell was up to it. Can't believe I'm missing the Gingrich's anima party for this.
No. I haven't been to a good anima party since the earth was cooling. Oh, I wish one of those lousy butt-slurping bastards out there was willing just to be my friend.
Oh. Hey, I'm you, and I can't believe this. You're bent because you have no friend?
Yeah.
Have you considered that maybe it's because you hate everyone?
Well, that does make it somewhat problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the problem is that you hate yourself most of all. But that runs totally contrary to how it's supposed to be. It's like Chainer Hypercleat says, only a person who does not hate himself can truly hate all others.
That's why Chainer's working for the Psychic Readers Network and we're not. Oh, but who cares? I'm doomed. I may as well sock it in. Because now that I'm ready to sell out, there's no one there to buy. Oh, I'm as cold as you can get without a death certificate. Oh, yeah. I wish I were
you
dead.
You and me both. Oh, but God, Flues, I gotta admit, you dragged my tired butt something fierce of that sorry suck-ass attitude of yours.
Oh.
Because of it, things are tougher for all the Floozy units. But at least we're trying to show some initiative to crawl out of the sorry gutter you're content to wallow in.
Hey, it's a really, really nice gutter.
Case in friggin' point.
Oh.
Jeez, Flues, and that sex show you did last time was enough to cause severe genital shrinkage in the Seekers. But I tell you what, look, I feel kind of close to you, so I'm going to give you a break.
Oh.
I'll help you get one last show out before you're shipped back to Dobbstown.
Oh, gee, thanks. That's awfully nice of you.
Yeah, let me have a crack at that barrel. Maybe I can find something here you've overlooked. Hey, meanwhile, throw in some of the best stuff from your past shows. Who knows? Maybe you played something good once.
Hey,
this looks interesting.
For me, honey, time's a little sad. A little tap will do me like I never.
John Kreiderman, the Ethel Merman of Muskegon, Michigan High School Theater. I was saving her for my all-off-key show. But hey, if you're me, why don't you know what I've played before?
Well, that's enough of that.
Ooh,
hey.
Oh, come off it. What you suspected is true. Nobody listens to your show.
Oh.
Not even yourselves.
Oh, somehow it just doesn't take the pressure off much.
Did I scare you?
I hope so.
Because I'm a haunted house. And that's what I'm here for. To scare you.
Do you like ghost stories? Then, come in and make yourself comfortable while I tell you the story of the scariest Halloween ever.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound!
Monster?
I'm afraid of monsters.
Some kids just love to play with dolls or put on funny hats. And some make pets of birds and fish and dogs and alley cats. That's not the way I like to play. I'm tired of all these. I need a very special friend. Won't you help me, please?
I want a monster to be mad.
Monsters to be despised.
Hey, mister. No, up here. What you digging for? It's a secret, kid, but I guess I can tell you. We're digging for buried treasure. Wow, really? How'd they get in Mr. Pinkster's backyard? It was put there by, monsters, yeah. This is monster treasure. Cool, hey. My dad's got a shovel. Can I help too? Sorry, kid. I don't think so. Okay, Tony, leave these men alone. They have work to do. But I want to help find monster treasure. Can I, Mr. Pinkster? Can I, please? Don't give me any of your back talk, young man. Just climb down from there and let these men get back to work. Your name isn't Mr. Pinkster, it's Mr. Stinkster.
It is the monster! Let's get out of here!
Fast!
There, in the shadows, something moved.
Not just something, Jack, but the hideously deformed caricature of the man those peasants dared call.
Werewolf!
Though I wasn't there, I could hear the sound of them shooting silver bullets. I can hear that pitiful monster's cry every night, every moment I try to dream. For you see, the men came to me later and told me the horrible secret they'd uncovered.
It's him. Lord, it's the Baron.
My father, a werewolf? And maybe that explains it all.
The innkeeper and his son Bob sat cleaning their hunting knives and firearms before the blazing logs of the hearth.
He will come at night, said the skeleton, and it will be to drink your blood.
So scary, so terrifying, we dare you to see The Maniacs Are Loose, the world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. Hallucinogenic horrors not only on the screen, but in the audience all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience, all over the theater, looking for homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you alive. For the thrill of your life, see, The Maniacs Are Loose.
Green Goblin.
It can't be. The vulture, the lizard, and now my most fearsome enemy, the only living creature that knows my secret identity? Hurling stun pumpkins.
You're a loser, Parker.
No.
You were born a loser.
It isn't true. That voice. Must find that voice. No. It isn't true. Have to go. No. Stop. I can't stand it! Must find a voice! I'm coming! I'm coming! Don't go away! Don't leave me! Don't go away! I'm coming! I'm coming! Stop laughing! Don't go away! I'm coming! No! No! No!
Asafoetida, parsley, opium, henbane, saffron, aloe, poppy seed, or solanum. One freshly killed cat. Aniseed, camphor, opium, one wolfskin girdle. Preparation. As the water boils, throw in handfuls of the three spices. Meanwhile, intoning.
Beware. Beware. Beware of the big green dragon that sits on your doorstep. He eats little boys, puppy dog tails, big fat snails. Be there, take care.
Don't you ever laugh as the hearse goes by, for you may be the next to die. They wrap you up in a big white sheet. From your head down to your feet, they put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. All goes well for about a week. Then your coffin begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose. They eat the jelly between your toes. A big green worm with rolling eyes crawls in your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns a slimy green, and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you are dead.
I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
But when she turned and looked around, she saw a corpse upon the ground. Ooh. From its nose down to its chin, the worms crawled out and the worms crawled in. Ooh. The woman to the preacher said, "Shall I look like that when I am dead?" Ooh. The preacher to the woman said, "You'll look like that when you are dead."
What a strange place.
I think it looks like the village I've seen in all those old horror movies.
I'm a monster and I'm going to drink your blood.
Don't look that way. Quiet.
Well, he was just fooling around.
This is not the place to fool around.
Don't tell me that you still believe in that Dracula stuff.
Yes, madam, we do. We of this village still believe and worry that he will come back.
This is creepy. Dracula, that's only in movies. It's not real.
You think not? Well, I only hope that you never see him.
I think we shall go back to New York in the morning.
Dracula, I don't believe it.
Come, you look tired. I have two rooms here. You can share them.
Well, you're being so very kind. Why, look, out of the window. The sun is nearly set. All I can see is a little bit of it beside the mountain. It glows a fierce red light.
The mountain is the mountain of doom. But come, down this hall to your rooms.
The new mission has got the Pentagon baffled.
Nothing's too big a challenge for the G.I. Joes.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Rock and Roll, because this one's a doozy. Would you believe a genuine haunted castle secluded high in the mountains of Montana?
Oh, come on, Hawk.
I'm not kidding, Breaker. The people in the nearby village are hearing strange noises at night and seeing lights flicker and dim. Why, that old place was supposed to be deserted for years.
If I might ask, Hawk, what's all this nonsense got to do with the G.I. Joes?
Yeah, calling the cops.
Sure, or a palm reader.
This is no laughing matter. Our high-altitude reconnaissance readings show an unbelievable amount of radioactivity from the castle area.
So that's how Doc, Breaker, Rock and Roll, Zap, Snake Eyes, and me ended up in a small restaurant near Glacier Park at the tip of the Rocky Mountains asking questions.
You don't want to go up there, mister. Weird things go on around that old place.
Yep, some folks say it's haunted.
This sounds like some old vampire movie.
Yeah, don't say we didn't warn you.
As we headed on foot up the twisting pathway that led to the castle gates, even Zap was finding it hard to make jokes about the dark, foreboding castle that lay ahead.
That it is, Bob agreed and grinned at his father. Since this is the sort of night cutthroats and robbers take for plundering the moors, I'm thankful to have my blunderbuss cleaned, should there be need to use it. Bella vigorously stirred her pot. Bob was right. This was a night to be careful.
Gee, your hand is ice cold, Bonnie.
I got news for you, Fred. That's not my hand you're holding. My two hands are right beside me.
Yikes!
Welcome to the Castle Dracula. I, Count Dracula, welcome you. Enjoy my castle. Soon you will be one of us. A vampire.
What did you do?
Look, he's turning into a bat again. Here it comes!
Is anything happening? I mean, will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of Lightmare Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of Nightmare Theater featuring Frankenstein will not be seen due to the fact that our film department cannot locate the last reel of the movie. In its place, we'll show you the last half of a Shirley Temple picture, the title of which I do not know as yet.
Thank you.
was that?
Look behind you. Look behind you.
No, no. No. No, no, no,
no. When the doors all squeak and the windows creak and the ceilings leak because the roof's antique, if you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak, it's a haunted house. It's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and the old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. With the clank of chains and the smell of drains and the gory stain where the duke was slain, if you've got chilblains and varicose pain in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of the haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sights and awful frights in flesh-pinned tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, and there's a crock. Oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch, and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch, and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man
in the haunted house.
Okay, come on, Bob. I don't want to go alone.
All right. Boy, this is ghastly, isn't it?
It's very eerie here, Akbar. I don't know how you can
watch your step.
Oh, look. Ow!
Bet that stings, doesn't it?
I wonder what we're in for when we get up here, Bob.
I don't know. There we are.
Now,
into this door.
The boy put his hand down by the bowl and found a pipe and flint. It would gratify me, said the skeleton, if you would light the pipe and put it in my mouth. The boy did so and held the pipe between the skeleton's teeth. Ah, thank you, said the skeleton. All that day the boy held the pipe for the skeleton. The boy lit the pipe, and the mice were soon cleared.
And as the great wings flapped off into the distance, the lights in the house came on, the stars came out, the scariest Halloween ever was over.
Gee, your shows don't suck half as bad as I'd heard they did.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Wait, what do you mean shipped back to Dobbs?
Hey, it's out of my hands. I'm only following procedure and I'm stretching the coat enough as it is. Come on, wake up and smell the radon flues. You're old and bitter and you're clinging to this stupid show like scum on a bus station urinal.
Yeah.
Blowing your brains out would be doing you a major favor right now.
You do have a point there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but look what I've been doing for the church lately. I'm working my tone arm to the bone serving Bob. And my shows have been getting better, faster pace, much less dead weight.
Which brings us to you.
Oh.
You know, your Q ratings have been in hell's cellar. The bitter, alienated flus just ain't as marketable as the giddy, airheaded flus.
But I'm bitter, alienated, and airheaded.
Hey, it just ain't enough, sister. Look at that whole X-Day drill fiasco.
Oh, no.
The Bobby sure knew which Reverend Susie the floozy they wanted.
Yeah, but when they got the despairing, gloomy-ass flus instead of the mindless fun pump, they almost mutinied. And so then, in one of your typical acts of desperate overcompensation, you did the squid to win them over. Yeah, and look where that got you.
Oh, but I can't give this up. Oh, look how full the Bob book is. See? I have page after page of future shows laid out. My mission on Earth just can't be over yet. It can't. Look, page after
page. Yeah, this changes things. Well, while I consider this, why don't you give a listen to this little something I've whipped up here.
And now the Nuclear Broadcasting System presents the 3 Mile Theater, safe, clean, and efficient entertainment for home and industry. Brought to you each week by the makers of Rapenzo Hot Wash and Colas Fish Cream, those delicious little frozen seafood treats on a stick.
Come in. We've been waiting for you. Tonight we've got a tale that will chill you to your very bone. Down, Leroy, down! A story so horrifying, so frightfully real, you might not want to listen to it alone. I am called Dave, and I will be your ghost for this evening's thriller. So, as you lock your doors, bolt your windows, turn off all your lights, and grab your handguns, we invite you folks out in radioactive land to find a good seat as the curtain goes up in the 3 Mile Theater.
She rides alone cause Kitty isn't with her. Kitty Cat can't stand that icky, sticky broom.
She's stuck on her broomstick and can't get up. The poor old witch can't get up. She sat in some bubblegum, what a sight. And her stuck on her broomstick good and tight. She'll never make Halloween night.
For some crazy reason, people are inordinately curious about that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, the occult invokes or seems to provoke a spirit of curiosity in the minds of many people. And some people, even in very early age, youngsters, 5, 6, and 7, begin to delve into the occult, begin to become interested, perhaps through peer pressure or parental example or whatever, probably television, and some of the entertainment modes that they might look at, movies and books and the like. and they want to play with Ouija boards and try to contact other spirits. Who hasn't heard about seances? And who hasn't heard from the time of their early youth of people pronouncing magical words about fairy godmothers and about witches? Certainly Halloween, with its accoutrements and paraphernalia of witchcraft, Satanism, demons, witches, black cats, and goblins, contributes to it all.
Demonology, witchcraft, voodoo, murder, rape, blasphemy, suicide, assassination, insanity, sex, perversion, homosexuality, prostitution, Satan worship, gambling, barbarism, cannibalism, I mean, sadism, desecration, demon summoning, necromantics, which is forbidden in the Bible, most of these things, divination, and many more teachings.
Hair-raising junk. I hate to even tell you a little bit about it. I'll give you just a very little bit in this tape now, and all that I ever want to say about it, because it's not the type of thing that I want to go into, because he details some of the most chilling and horrifying events that you can imagine. The aberrant behavior of the possessed, as well as the various supernatural phenomena occurring during exorcism, which frankly I think demons like. I think they enjoy it. I think the people who get involved in that kind of thing are playing directly into the hands of Satan the devil.
Yes, yes, yes! The old demon of darkness trick!
Things are this bad now. Where are we going to be 10 years from now? Yesterday we got to talking about rock music, you know, and how it progressively has gotten worse and worse, and into the horror and the weird and the gruesome and the ghoulish type of stuff. By the way, if you were not here yesterday, you missed the headbanging. We got talking about headbanging, and afterwards our production crew decided to try it. They're all knocked out now. They're not here. We've got a new crew today. some of them got welts in their heads and what have you. But You know, we take a look at music and we realize that the rock music sets the trend. Where do our young people today get the concepts that they have about love and what love, if you will, is?
Hi, I'm Jessica Hahn, and when people hear my name...
We're interviewing members of an audience who have just seen a preview of Vampire Playgirls.
I think that type of sexual activity is disgusting.
I love the nude scenes in the torture chamber.
People who make movies like that are perverted.
Those vampires can bite my flesh anytime.
Vampire Playgirls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Baron Russoff, I am sorry, but your wife, she's been slain by the vampire.
Louisa killed? By Dracula? He threatened if I did not kneel to his power that I would suffer. I must slay him. Gustav, lay my wife to rest. I have work that must be done. I go to kill the demon.
Hello, my dear. Shall we twist?
Well, there's a dance going round and around today. They say it started in the USA. Confound it all, but it started in France and they die the twist. So round and up and around and down and down and around and up and around. Go wild with the Vladimir twist. They got a new place for the peppermint, where all the people who are twisters are sent. I think the twist would really go far if it's done by old Count Dracula, the twist. So round and up and around, down and down and around and up and around. Oh, come on, my dear. Twist with Vladimir.
Dracula is back. All new. All powerful.
The Black Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
Murder in the graveyard. Murder! Murder! Murder!
Murder in the graveyard late last night. Murder in the graveyard, there must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard, what is lying about? Murder in the graveyard, the killer's not been found. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, there must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard, red with blood. Murder in the graveyard, a terrible thud. Murder in the graveyard, a hand in the mud. Murder in the graveyard, a drunk from the pub. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. There must have been a fight.
Murder in the graveyard.
The policeman said, lying on a tombstone, a chopped off head. Murder in the graveyard, a convenient spot.
Put him all together and sling him in the pot.
We'll be right back.
exhumed them with a bashed-in head. Police officer said,
I think he's dead.
Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Graveyard, a terrible fight. Murder in the graveyard, bodies lying about. Murder in the graveyard, the killer's not been found. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, there must have been a fight.
Oh no.
What's wrong with the car?
The engine. It's cut out mysteriously and now it won't start.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Look up ahead. It looks like a house. Maybe they have a phone we can use.
Rick. For some reason, I feel uneasy about that place.
An eerie sense of impending doom?
Sort of.
The place turned out to be an old abandoned church. During brief flashes of lightning, I could see it clearly, all boarded up and surrounded by a few twisted barren trees. Ominously, my digital beeped, 8 o'clock. The door's open.
Hello? Anybody home?
Looks like nobody's been in this place for a long time.
Oh, Rick, there's no telephone here. Let's go back to the car. Maybe somebody will drive by and see us.
Let's at least wait until it stops raining. I wonder what kind of church this was.
A terrible church. An evil dead church.
Man, whatever would make you say such a thing?
I don't know. It just seemed like the thing to say. Rick, there's something strange about this place.
Oh, don't be so uptight, Anne. Relax. This place isn't so bad. It kind of reminds me of our church.
One other vital issue question I just thought of for you. Are you going to abolish Halloween?
I'm afraid that would be totally inappropriate in a national context.
Well, there's a rumor. You don't like it.
Well, Halloween is a day for witches and for the occult, and I'm not sure that we should celebrate UNICEF during Halloween, but it's pretty much ingrained in our culture. There are many churches who have alternate parties during Halloween for their children.
There's a limit to what any president...
The president shouldn't be, I don't believe, touching Halloween.
Tell me, don't you notice something unusual about these people?
I did remember that Anne and I were the only ones singing during song service. I had thought it was because the others didn't know the words. And then there was the man next to us who was nailed to the pew. It didn't seem like much at the time, but I mentioned it to Renfield.
Of course they're nailed in. I did it myself.
But nailed in? That's awful.
Oh, you're telling me. I'm running out of nails. You see, if they weren't nailed in, they'd be falling all over the floor.
You mean they're dead?
No, they're born. I watched it happen myself. So slowly, no one realized what was going on until it was too late. You fall spiritually asleep for just a second and it happens. Your light is extinguished. You become useless.
His words cut like a Gensu. So, there was more to it all than food, fellowship, and fun. A little more time, and I would have ended up nailed to a pew like the others. He went on.
No, you don't.
Anne disobeyed the order. She was trying to escape. She must be punished.
Now, Susie is pretending to be one of them again, robot-like style.
I needed a drink of water. He only thought I was escaping.
Tomorrow, you will have all the water you need. You will sleep now.
Yes, Master.
Meanwhile, Bigfoot is watching and relieved that Susie is safe.
That'd be enough to scare me right off the couch, Bob. I'd jump right up and get on it.
Every time you
My face. Look up. My face. My mouth. Look up.
Boy, what a great show. You've really got that spark of genius.
Yes, excellent use of Eddie Haskell's suck-up technique.
Oh, thank
you. I must say, Flues, I do like the cut of your gibberish. Well, based on what I've seen here, I've come to a decision I think will be agreeable to everyone.
Oh, no!
I won't be replacing you with Sister Sally Struthers as we had planned. You've done a great job compiling the Bob book here.
Oh.
And it's such remarkably clear handwriting, too.
Oh, I'm very proud of
And because of
my
your
tendency.
True adherence to the subgenius cause, I'll see to it that your vision shall be carried on.
Yay.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will still be the figurehead for this half of the Funhouse Ministry.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hey, stop. Hey, cut it out. Stop kissing the hem of my panties, Toots. Doesn't mean you're off the hook.
Oh,
remember?
No.
You are going to be translated back into your original atoms and your soul harvested for the capsule.
Not after all I've done for Bob.
Bob. You want some inside dope, sister?
Okay.
You want to know the truth?
No.
There is no Bob.
No.
Follow and Stang made Bob up his fate to hook gullible suckers like
no.
you.
No.
Oh, no, actually, there is a Bob. I ought to know. I've boinked him a few times.
Well, at least part of me screwed her way to the top.
Well, hey, I will miss X Day if you deconstitute me and... We've got less than 2 years left. It's
oh, yeah? Well, bimbo breath.
Oh. Not a single subgenius will make it to X Day. Because the day after Election Day, the conspiracy is going to round you all up and slaughter you
no.
for their lip-smacking pleasure in their coliseums.
Oh.
So in a way, you're doing me a favor. Die now and avoid the
Exactly.
Well, time to pack. You're allowed one suitcase.
Well, that's nice.
Full of bricks.
But, hey, couldn't I at least get my hour back that the conspiracy snatched away from me last spring? I mean, it's just a lousy hour.
Jeez, Flues, you wheedled an extra show out of me.
I'm not asking
Oh, stop whining like Tanya Harding with a broken skate lace.
Oh, but I'm just so
hard. Oh, I can't stand to see myself like this. Look, Susie, you're a stone drag, but... I'll tell you what, we'll stop off at a squid ranch on the way to Dobbstown and we'll show you one last good time before you go.
Aww.
Quality and style all the way.
Okay, I'll go peaceably. I have to agree, you have been a real sport about it
all. Hey, what can I say? Finesse is part of my job. Shall we go?
Oh, wait. I didn't do the credits. I need to get that.
No, problemo. We got that covered. Your replacement will take care of that.
My replacement?
She's waiting in the wings right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, who is it?
Her hell, it's worse than that. It's me. 10 years older and even more bitter. Oh, yeah, believe it, sister. You've been listening to Reverend Susie the Floozy from 1996. 10 years ago. Yes, Seekers, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse number 147.
Not to forget the first appearance of evil Susie.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't we all like to forget that fart on the timeline? Ah, but according to the notes I scribbled 10 years ago, we've been listening to Casper and the Demon of Darkness, followed by Madness with a heavy, heavy monster sound, and oh, the oh-so-sexy Scooby-Doo and the Mystery of the Paw Prints, followed by the Sesame Street Monsters with I Want a Monster to Be My Friend. Oh, and being in this church, I can count on it. And then Criswell from Orgy of the Dead with Monsters to Be Pitied. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Charles Burns' Big Baby looking for monster treasure. The Curse of the Werewolf 45. Ghost Stories with Vincent Price with some great Bob stuff. Oh, the Maniacs Are Loose trailer. A little bit from Spider-Man. Ghost Stories to Tell in the Dark. The Simpsons. The Kids Stuff Repertory Theater's version of Dracula. The War of the Worlds. Kermit Schaefer's bloopers. The Haunted House by Ray Noble and his orchestra. Bob and Ray's Stereo Spectacular. The G.I. Joes and the Castle of Doom. And then we heard the Christian comedy group, the H.G. Players with 3 Mile Theater with that zombie church comedy bit. She's My Witch by Kip Tyler. She's Stuck on Her Broomstick and Can't Get Off from Halloween Songs for Kids by Wade Dennings. What a perv. Voodoo Rhythm by The Meteors, a trailer for Vampire Playgirls, The Vladimir Twist by Vladimir and the Gravediggers, the Scream Blackula Scream trailer, Murder in the Graveyard by Screamin' Lord Such, ooh, a little Jerry Falwell, oh, Susie and Bigfoot from Captain Cool and the Kongs, The Mummy by the Marshmallow Overcoat, sort of a Damn Doors sort of thing from the 60s, and a little bit from Arch Obler's Drop Dead, which is about what I did when I beheld the subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographon, yes, Seekers, the new revelations from J.R. Bob Dobbs is out. Ah, hella freaking Luya. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll have to see what's on subgenius.com about this little baby. Oh, which is where you can get free information on Bob and his Church of the Subgenius. And if you're like me and you're just not online, subgenius.com won't do you as much good as the church's P.O. Box, 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Yes, Seekers. So towel off and tuck yourselves in for now, but have a happy Halloween season. Good night.